Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Zayin, Baba Basra 107a, pagination is 213. On the facing page, we find a rule about midway on the page. Shnei Achim Shecholku, two brothers divided their inheritance from their father. Uvola Henach Mimedina Sayom. And then a third brother shows up from out of the country. And he proves that he's a brother. And suddenly they realize that their division was not accurate because they divided in two instead of three because they're really three brothers. Rav Amar Batla Machlokes, Rav says the division is broken. It has to be redone. Rashbam explains that the way transactions like this were done is that they inherited from the father, and they divided it into the number of portions necessary to accommodate the number of brothers that are inheriting, how many there are. And then they made a goral, a lottery, which would cause a decision to be made as to which portion belongs to which brother. This is similar in certain ways to the way the land was divided at the time that they entered the land of Israel with Yehoshua as their leader. Kivush v'chiluk, conquering the land and then dividing it. It was done by Goral, but it was done then with the Urim v'tumim. And over here, it's simply done with a Goral. There are, by the way, different ways to understand a Goral, one of them being that it's Hashem's influence that this should go to this person, that a goral is that we're entrusting it to Hashem, not just that we're figuring out an arbitrary way to divide things that's out of our hands. We're actually submitting it to Hashem. That's one approach of the goral, and that certainly was the approach if it was based on the Urim V'tumim in the time of Yehoshua, then it was that Hashem was giving them their portions. But again, they divided it into the area that was equitable, and then they did a goral, assigning it to the individual brothers. And again, the ruling of Rav is, if a new brother comes, suddenly something changes that indicates the division wasn't fair or proper, but la machlokes, it's nullified, and they would have to start again, dividing it in this case into three portions and then doing the goral. The alternative might have been some sort of compensation to the third brother, and they each divvy off from theirs to him. On today's daf, on the second line, Itmar, we learned, Achin Shecholku, brothers divided their land, and in this case, no new brother showed up, but something else happened to impact the Yerusha, the inheritance. Ubo balcho v'natal chelko shel echad mehem. A person who was owed money from the father came, and based on the lien, took away the portion of one of the brothers. Now, this lien existed before their father's passing, which means that before the division was made, this lien existed. And therefore, something's up over here that has to be addressed, because the brother who lost his portion has a claim here that something's improper about the division, because really we're all supposed to bear the responsibility for the father's debts. And as it turns out, I'm the one who got slammed. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Amar Batla Machlokes. Rav once again rules that the division is nullified and they have to start again. Ushmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says that it is his loss and he's stuck with it. Ravasi Amar Notul Revia Bekarka Revia Bemaos. Ravasi had a in-between, like a compromise type of ruling. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Batla Machlokes, Rav says the division is nullified. Kasavar ha'achen shechalku yorshin heim. The brothers who divide are really yorshim on the entire estate, and they're simply deciding which portion ends up to be mine or yours. But the entire estate really belonged to all of them. And when they divide, they're dividing what they're going to be able to keep for themselves. Shmuel Amar Viter. Shmuel says he takes the loss. Kasavar ha'achen shechalku lekuchos havu, because the brothers who divided are like purchasing one from the other. Uchelocheach shelo be'achrayis dami, and it's like buying without assurance. And the result is that if he bought this property and it had a lien on it and it got taken away from him, and the seller, which is really the other brother, did not take responsibility if there is a lien, then that's the case where he loses his field and there's no recourse. Ravasi misapkale, and Ravasi had it as a suffix, as a doubt, which way to rule. So he had his compromise. About four lines later, v'hilchus ha-batla machlokes, and the halacha is that we nullify the transaction, and just as we said when a third brother shows up, that we have to redo the division, here also, if one of the fields ends up getting taken, and one brother takes that loss, then he has recourse to redo the entire transaction. Taisvis on the top wonders why the Balchov, the person who was owed money, went to only one of the brothers and collected. They all have equal responsibility. V'yesh lomar, on the fourth line of Taisvis, da'hacha mayri kigon da'asau apotiki, that the lien specified this field, and that's why this ends up as a transaction specifically focused on this one field, and that's what got taken away. Now, the ruling that Batla Machlokes appears to be following Rav, and our Gemara explained that Rav holds that they are Yorshim, one to the other. Nevertheless, you will sometimes find the expression that they are like lekuchim, like sellers, one to the other, because besides the fundamental appreciation of what the relationship of the transaction is, one to the other, and we're describing that as yorshim, that they all inherited the entire thing, and then they're dividing one to the other what they're allowed to use. But besides all that, there's still a discussion of when they do this division, are they generous? Is there an ayin yafeh or an ayin ra'ah? And that discussion is independent of our Gemara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.